Like Paul Jobs, Joanne Schabel was from a rural Wisconsin family of German heritage. Her father, Arthur Schabel, had immigrated to the outskirts of Green Bay, where he and his wife owned a mink farm and dabbled successfully in various other businesses, including real estate and photo engraving. He was very strict, especially regarding his daughter's relationships, and he had strongly disapproved of her first love, an artist who was not a Catholic. Thus, it was no surprise that he threatened to cut Joanne off completely when, as a graduate student at the University of Wisconsin, she fell in love with Abdul Fattah John Jandali, a Muslim teaching assistant from Syria. Jandali was the youngest of nine children in a prominent Syrian family. His father owned oil refineries and multiple other businesses, with large holdings in Damascus and Homs, and at one point pretty much controlled the price of wheat in the region. His mother, he later said, was a traditional Muslim woman who was a conservative, obedient housewife. Like the Schabel family, the Jandalis put a premium on education. For generations, members of the family had gone to Istanbul or the Sorbonne to study. Abdul Fattah was sent to a Jesuit boarding school, even though he was Muslim, and he got an undergraduate degree at the American University in Beirut before entering the University of Wisconsin to pursue a doctoral degree in political science. In the summer of 1954, Joanne went with Abdul Fattah to Syria. They spent 2 months in Homs, where she learned from his family to cook Syrian dishes. When they returned to Wisconsin, she discovered that she was pregnant. They were both 23, but they decided not to get married. Her father was dying at the time, and he had threatened to disown her if she wed Abdul Fattah. Nor was abortion an easy option in a small Catholic community. So, in early 1955, Joanne traveled to San Francisco, where she was taken into the care of a kindly doctor who sheltered unwed mothers, delivered their babies, and quietly arranged closed adoptions. Joanne had one requirement. Her child must be adopted by college graduates. So the doctor arranged for the baby to be placed with a lawyer and his wife. But when a boy was born on February 24, 1955, the designated couple decided that they wanted a girl and backed out. Thus it was that the boy became the son not of a lawyer, but of a high school dropout with a passion for mechanics, and his salt-of-the-earth wife, who was working as a bookkeeper. Paul and Clara named their new baby Stephen Paul Jobs. When Joanne found out that her baby had been placed with a couple who had not even graduated from high school, she refused to sign the adoption papers. The standoff lasted weeks, even after the baby had settled into the Jobs household.